Brother Ward didn't ask me. I didn't get that Saturday morning scare factor. But I was touched by something I was reading this week, and I just can't get it off my brain. And it may be just simply that I read it to you and hope that you get something out of it as well. Very familiar words out of Isaiah. And really the whole setup starts in Isaiah 40, where it says, comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speaketh ye comfortly to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, and her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. And that phrase, oh, it confused me for a long time, and I heard a sermon on it, and for every sin that I commit, the Lord has paid double. He has not only paid for the sin, but given me blessing. And if I think about the sheer number of sins that I commit, and yet he has paid for them, and then he has double blessed me in those sins, after those sins. And so where I want to start really reading is in chapter 43. But now saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. The Lord that created us. That formed us. Not just these bodies, right, which are corrupted by the same corruption that corrupts the whole world. But he has formed our very spirit. Formed our very soul. Fear not. Don't be afraid. I have called you by your name. I have called you by your name. That name that he gave you. There's other scriptures that tend that the names that we have, the names that we are, God has given us a name. I don't know if that name will match with our worldly name or if that will be the name that he knows. And when that name is called by God, we hear it. We cannot stop our ears. We hear it. Because he has formed us. And he has called us by that name. And you are his. When thou pass through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for a ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. We walk through the waters. That's like just still waters. We walk through these waters and it's work and it causes us struggle, but you know, it's not so bad. And then we walk through the river and it's moving and it's trying to take us down, drag us downstream, drown us in the pools. But he has given for us. He has protected us. He has put us in a place. He's brought us to a place. And when we walk through the fire, things that would be painful and would hurt, and we're not going to be burned. And I say, there are times in our lives when we feel like we're burned. We feel like we're burned. But we cannot be consumed.
Yes.
Because he has made the path and he will turn us back to him.
Amen.
Maybe here, right? We hope here. But for sure, in the time to come, he will renew us. The flame, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. To kindle is to sit, right? You put coals in a fire and you kindle more wood so it'll start a flame again. So it sits on it so it's hot. So you got the flame that's burning and you're walking on it or whatever, and then you have that sitting, smoldering pain. And he has the ability to keep that from being consuming.
Amen.
For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Thou wast precious in my sight. Thou hast been honorable. Now, we know that Israel, who this is in loosely speaking of, but is reflective of us as well, that reflective of the church, we see the church in Israel and their behavior. And when you see the poor behavior of Israel, well, the church is equal in its ability to have poor behavior, to go astray and to worship idols and worship buildings and to worship songs and to worship all sorts of things that we shouldn't be worshiping. We judge Israel pretty harshly, but then we do the same things.
Yes.
And yet he calls us honorable. And how in the world can he do that? Because he is given double. He has paid for our dishonor. There are so many places in the scripture where it's talking about taking the harlot and making her pure, making her honorable. And we are the harlot. I am the harlot. Every day, choosing to watch YouTube videos and do other things instead of thinking on the Lord, instead of appreciating the things he's done. even in the small things, in giving my time and worshiping. And yet he has made and paid double that I might be honorable in his sight. And I have loved thee. And I forget that so often. And I think about the logical things and the doctrinal things and whatever, and I forget that he loves me. That he loves you. It's easier actually for me to think about him loving you. And oddly, when lots of times I'm able to treat people that are treating me badly better than I would naturally do so, because I can think in my head, God loves them and I just have to be patient with them, right? But he loves me too. You need to say that in your head. He loves me too. And he has paid double for me. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring my seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. God is busy gathering his people. We shelter ourselves sometimes. Who is in, who is out, kind of. Fundamental doctrine that we all believe is that God has children of every race, kindred, tongue, and people. And that gives me a ton of blessing, because when I see people showing the fruit of the Spirit, I can go right there. Amen. Right there is a child of God. They are showing God in them, whether they have understanding or not. Heck, I don't have understanding most of the time myself. But he is busy giving up from the taking from the north, taking from the south, bringing his sons from afar and his daughters from the ends of the earth. He is busy. The Holy Spirit is busy gathering up. Has he gathered me up? Am I really feel gathered up? Or am I wallowing in the wind trying to keep God from really pulling me close to him? Because that's what he's doing. He's gathering them to him. Turning their heart. He changed their heart. He's gathering them to himself. And even though I want to be close, I fight the wind. But he is gathering his people. And we have the opportunity to see them. And what a lovely sight they are. I think that's what, to me, is fulfilling. And when I see the children of God in the world showing the fruit of the Spirit, and I go, oh, they are, you know, they are, right? A piece of me goes, see, he can do things. And then I have to remember he's doing it to me too. He's doing it to you too. Am I showing in my life that God has gathered me to him? Because he loves us. Because we are called by his name. And he calls us by our name, by that special name. One of the things I love about, like, Bella and I talk about Spanish language and other European languages, East European languages especially, is you can finesse the endings to make them special. So you can take an ending of a name and make it special. I had a friend, and I was supposed to call him George because the English name was George, but his name was Yerko. And his name was Yerko, but his wife would occasionally look at him as Yerzy. And that was a special name. It said, I love you, but with his name. And God is calling us and talking to us with our special name. The one that he knows and is special to him. And I just have to listen to it. And feel that wind pulling me closer to him. Because he is gathering me. And I'm so thankful.